Good morning.
Mr. Bruce Campbell?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. This is George and Hope in Columbus, Ohio.
What's going on, Daddy-O?
It's great to talk to you. Thank you for getting up and, you know, giving us a few minutes this morning.
Well, I'm here, but I'm not awake. But it's all good.
Same with us. But we got you coming in Friday for the Ohio, hey. The Wizard World Comic Con.
Halloween. You realize the importance of that in my line of work? Halloween is like, that's Christmas for what I do. And I choose to spend it in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. We are so filled with glee about that. So is Halloween a big deal for you in your house? Has it always been growing up? Do you do a lot of stuff? Or is it just because of, you know, the path your life took?
I was a dedicated trick-or-treater, no question about it. I dressed as a woman 2 years in a row. A guy tried to steal me up, frankly, in between houses, so I put an end to that. So let's have no more of that. The trick to, for anyone listening out there who will be trick-or-treating, it's all about if you have a good neighborhood, that's the first thing. You don't trick-or-treat in your own neighborhood if it stinks. Bail. We went to the one next to us, a development. It was brand new. You know, every third house was the same. So you could clean up. So you would take a pillowcase, not a bag. Because you wanted to hold as much as you could.
You know
what? And then you divvy it up. That's the whole thing. And then you throw it on the floor and you trade Jolly Rogers and watermelon sours and away you go. It's a good night.
Kids, that's good life advice from Bruce Campbell right there.
Yep. A bag can rip.
All right, so we've got you on Halloween on Friday, but I notice you've got a few of these. You've got Portland coming up and Reno and even your own Horror Fest. So I assume that you're in demand for these. How do you pick and choose? Is it something you just set aside time for at a certain time of year?
If it's an amazing city like Columbus, I'll go,
yes,
I am in. So, and Reno is always fun. The West Coast is fun. I'm a big fan of, you know, Reno is a pretty interesting city. The locals call it Drano, but it's still fun. You know what? I like getting out of bed and going to do stuff, and you see what people are into these days. And I actually enjoy interacting with fans, unlike William Shatner, you know, who goes to these things too, and he cracks me up. The way he shakes their hand at the signing table, he's technically pulling them away from the table, the way he shakes their hand. It's good. He's very gifted.
Yeah, he was here last year, and I didn't get a chance to witness that, but that sounds fun.
And in the green room, the fun thing about these events, and I hope people will come and enjoy it, because, look, when I was a kid, I did not get to see any of my favorite heroes live in person, like Shatner. I only met him recently, you know, sitting in the green room having a cup of tea. But nowadays, people can go to these events, and the way Wizard does it is they get the oldie moldies. You know, you're going to have some of the classic people from old shows from 40 years ago. You know, you got your Batmans and your Robins and things like that, the originals. You know, Burt Ward and Adam West. And then you got your Shatners. But then you'll also have people who are from the current shows.
Right.
From, anywhere from
Walking Dead.
Arrow.
We've got.
Walking Dead. These guys are all over these events like a cheap suit. And they are so popular. Norman Reedus is like, he's basically Elvis at these events.
Norman, I'm Norman!
It's almost obnoxious. And then, you know, the big hit now, too, is this whole, you know, all these YouTube freaks who don't really have a real job who say only four things into the camera and then are followed by millions of people.
What?
God bless that person. I have to say, I wish I had figured that out 30 years ago. But they actually have to have a separate section at these events for those people, because the young girls who come to scream at the top of the Beatles time, they scream, "Oh, my God, you've done nothing in your life!" They scream. And, you know, it's a good time had by all. But I think they'll enjoy it. There's Q&As. I torment the audience. We play games. I give out dollar bills. You know, I lavish love on my audience.
Now, do you find that it's, is it principally Evil Dead fans, or do you get a lot, you get some Bubba Hotep in there? You get, what's the group like who comes to see you?
You know what? I've done my own market research. It's a combo platter. It's like 70% Evil Dead. You know, Army of Darkness, Evil Dead 2. People, you know, they pick their favorite one. And then you'll get your Bubba Hoteps because it falls into the same wheelhouse. You know, see the people just like genre movies. And then you'll get your weirdo Hercules and Xena fans.
Right.
The occasional Briscoe. And then the Burn Notice has been creeping in because television sort of seeps into people's minds over years. So people sometimes found me first through Burn Notice and then went, oh, that old guy has, he used to make weird movies years ago. So, it's, you know, you meet fans of different generations. I've met fathers who came up to introduce their son to me because he introduced the movie to his son.
Oh, sure.
I met a couple of Ashes from Evil, you know, the name of the...
Wow.
And the kid didn't like it.
This guy? I was named after this guy?
I was at a book signing. He threw the book on my desk. He goes, sign my book. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
And how's your day? He goes, yeah, it's going all right. I go, what's your name? He goes, Ash. I'm like, yeah, right, pal. Sure it is. He goes, it is. My parents named me after your stupid movie. So... You know, I signed his book, you know, from one Ash to another. I lost a fan that day.
Speaking of Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, I know my partner here has a serious, one bone to pick with Evil Dead 2.
Well, okay, sure.
It's actually just that I've wanted a T-shirt of the image, the skull with eyeballs in it, my whole life, and I'm telling you, they don't sell them. I've combed the interwebs, and all I can get is the Necronomicon.
Well, I'll tell you what, you need to come down to Wizard. Because they'll have like a wall of T-shirts. They actually have to have a guy with a giant pole to like pull them down. It's a ridiculous collection. These, you know, this is the great thing about these conventions. They bring all this weirdness to your local town.
Okay.
So get your weird on. Go to Wizard and go give that T-shirt. Where is it? It might be there.
All right. I'm gonna have
no
to go check it out.
But you might find something that's pretty doggone cool. There you go. Hey, never thought of that one. Like the exclusive Bruce Campbell Groovy line of T-shirts that will be sold at the Wizard.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
At the Wizard booth, yeah.
I wanted to point out for anybody who follows you on Twitter, as we do, at Groovy Bruce, that there's rumors of an Evil Dead TV show. What are your comments on that?
My comment is, those ain't rumors, baby cakes. you know what it is? We're in the middle of talking to companies right now. There's a huge amount of interest in resurrecting old crabby Ash to get back into the service, you know, like wake up from his crappy, you know, his trailer park home and go save the world again. It's going to be a bumpy ride, let me tell you. But we think we're going to pull it off. We think there's a couple of suitors that would be very good for the show. So, you know, it's just hard to go crazy talking about something that might actually fall apart. You know, it's show business. It
right.
might not happen. But we think it will. We're pretty doggone far along. I didn't think we'd get this far along.
Wow.
I think people would go. I figured someone would go, that? Nah. But the interest seems pretty high.
Oh, yeah, because, you know.
Well, especially in the event of Walking Dead, it's got
right.
17 million viewers.
Yeah.
That's the most ridiculous ratings I've. That's like Roseanne numbers.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
Well, so you're here Friday. You're here Halloween, as we said. Now,
we also
noticed you've got your own little deal. You've got your, in Chicago, you've got your own horror fest. What's up with that?
Yeah, next March, I think it's 6th, 7th, and 8th in Chicago. Well, I finally buttered up Wizard enough, and I bribed them. It would cost me $100,000. I said, what would it take to get my own convention? And they were like, bribes and extortion. So I did both. and I got it. Bruce Campbell's Horror Fest. And what we're doing is it's all horror themed. And it's not going to be anything the kiddies can't go to. You know what I mean? But we're going to finally decorate it. A lot of these conventions, they get a little basic, I think is the word I would say. It's, you know, they call it pipe and drape. Just a bunch of black drapes and,
right.
and people's booths. We want to actually make it seem like a giant haunted house.
Ooh,
and,
right.
Have different sections and lay it out not so much like a grid. They can get very grid-like just to control the hordes, you know?
Yeah.
And to get proper flow. So the fire marshals will hate us, but, you know, we want to have people, like, cut through a graveyard to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they got to go through the creepy forest to get to find Stan Lee or whatever. But the guests are going to be horror. You know, we have Rose McGowan coming.
Nice.
All right.
We have some classy schmoes. We have basically the entire Evil Dead cast from at least two of the movies. Like, we've got everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we've got your, we have old, medium, and, you know, high, medium, and low guests coming. And we think it'll be really fun for anybody who's looking for a good thrill. And then we are actually going to have a haunted house that will be gnarly.
Like, nice!
Like, the main thing will be kid-friendly, but the haunted house is, you do not want to take kids into that haunted
house. We're going. We're there.
And I bet there'll be an Evil Dead 2 t-shirt with that logo there.
Oh, I bet so.
You'll only find out the answer if you go.
Very nice.
Are you ever surprised by just the inexhaustible popularity of Evil Dead?
You know what? It's the only horror series really with somebody to root for. Most of the other horror series, it's the bad guy. You know, Nightmare on Elm Street,
sure.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It's those stinking bad guys who are running the show. And I think you can only give so much love to that. I think, and Ash is an idiot, and I think the average viewer can relate to that guy. He's not a Navy SEAL, you know what I mean? He's not FBI. He's not anything. He's a trash-talking idiot from S-Mart. He doesn't really know anything. He's responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people in Army of Darkness.
That's right.
And we got a studio to finance that. That always cracks me up, that the star of the movie is such an idiot, he can't remember three words. So, and you know, a lot of innocent people died. So that's what really appeals to me about doing this again. And Sam Raimi, you know, we're twisting his arm to give the series street cred and direct the, you know, the opener.
Oh, yeah.
So that, you know, people will get the real deal. Because people were, they liked the remake, the Evil Dead remake we did last year. They thought it was okay, but they felt a little ripped off that it was sloppy seconds. So we're going to give them sloppy first.
Well, we're excited, and we're going to make our reservations for Chicago here in about 10 minutes.
But come on down.
Yeah,
you know, Nerdblock has a promotion. It's this crazy thing, subscription thing, where they bring the convention to you. So I've got a little surprise in one out of every 10 nerd blocks that's going out. They go out every month to people. And it's a special invite to a certain convention with a certain discount, winky wink.
And that's so Nerd Block?
Nerd Block. Get with the program, man. This is the way of the future.
Okay.
We
are there. And Halloween, it's Bruce Campbell here in town at Wizard World Comic Con. You're going to do the photo ops. You're going to do the autographs. And you got a Q&A, right?
Yeah, man, I'm going to destroy the audience wearing a very loud outfit.
Cannot wait. Hey, we can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes this morning, and safe travels, and we look forward to seeing you here.
Thank you very much. I'll see you guys around.